are reading from the Good News according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. The other day I was driving to Chicago and I approached a construction area. Not unusual. A very large flashing sign let me know clearly that I'd better watch out. The flashing sign said, "Be vigilant." I figured it was a good idea under the circumstances if I valued my life. That's exactly what we hear in today's gospel. Be vigilant. Watch out. Be aware. Pay attention. Look around you and tune in to what you see and what you hear. Then move into it. Whether it's the highway you're navigating or the journey of life itself, proceed with caution and always with courage, because you never know what's ahead of you. Soon, and very soon, as the song says, we will live once again the mystery of Advent. Tomorrow we will be invited into 4 weeks of prayerful, peaceful, powerful preparation for the celebration of Christ born again among us. So often I hear people of faith say that Advent is their favorite season, and it's mine too. Is it yours? How will this Advent be different from all other Advents in our lives? Can we imagine it perhaps as a kind of spiritual construction zone, a time, if not a place, to proceed with vigilance and stop and breathe once in a while before taking the next step, before speaking the next word, before eating the next meal, before living the next moment? How about living this season of Advent the way parents live a pregnancy, sensitive to each movement of the unborn child, hovering in hope for this new person about to enter the world, attentive to the changes taking place in our lives, both inside of us and outside of us, preparing a place for the Word to become incarnate? Are we ready? Are we willing to enter the construction zone and be transformed by grace? Can we, just for a few weeks, consciously see and hear and smell and taste and touch the reality we live in? Pay attention. Be alert. Live in the present moment, not yesterday or tomorrow, but now, the now that is God's time.